Blog Talk Radio. Wow, man, oh man, that's Wendell Harrison, Get Up Off Your Knees. Wonderful guest we had here. And man, oh man, here we go. Indie, blues, and all that jazz day here on Solar Records Radio. We thank you and appreciate you for hanging out with us. And God bless you, and hope you are good and well and being blessed wherever you are. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. And we're excited as, you know, this is a hump day, right in the middle of the week, and we want to be able to chill, relax, and good music, good food, good company. And we appreciate you allowing us to provide the good music. Anyway, guys, I hope you're good, like I said, and I want to get going here. I just, you know, wanted to say one other thing. You know, jazz is close to my soul. As you see, I posted, I always wanted to be a jazz drummer. You know, that was my goal as a young man starting out. And I really, really did everything I thought I was supposed to do to be that. But God had other plans for me. And, you know, right as I was peaking as a young jazz drummer in the city of Philadelphia, I went away actually after high school, went to college in Norfolk State, Virginia. And then I left Virginia and came back home for spring break, and got a phone call. And next thing I know, I was on the bus on my way to California. Now, you know, that's kind of, you know, it's kind of weird, right? Because I'm in the middle of, you know, college and trying to become this drummer. But at the same time, this phone call seems so important to me that I redirected my natural path that I was going in, and went to California and auditioned for Solar Records and became the house drummer for Solar Records because of Leon Silvers. And and that's just like such a strange thing. And so becoming that drummer and doing all of the R&B and pop R&B stuff for Solar, I kind of lost my way in terms of, you know, my goal, which was to be, you know, a jazz drummer. And so so I never had the chance to actually do that, but I just never made the time to do that. Maybe that's better. I just continued to go with what was, you know, taking care of me and my family. And you know, as you have, you know, a family and stuff, your priorities kind of change, right? And, you know, so you got to do what you got to do to take care of your family. And then, you know, those goals that you have before that, they kind of sit on the wayside. They're not as important anymore. But now that my children are all grown and I'm way on the other side of this, and I'm sitting back going, man, I wanted to do that. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be that guy. And, but, you know, for some reason, it just wasn't meant to be, I guess. And so, and it's all good. I'm grateful, like I said, and I appreciate all the gifts that God has given me and all my amazing friends that I met along the way and amazing musicians and just really good people. So it's all good, guys. So thank you so much for tuning in today to Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. And so you're going to hear some indie artists today, artists that you would normally not hear, but we want to support them as they wear many hats trying to do, you know, being the artist, the songwriter, the producer, and the record company, and the promoter. You know, it's a lot going on there, and there's a lot of hats to wear. So we feel that we want to support them and help them as they're wearing all these hats. And Dynasty just recently had to do that themselves, so I understand how much pressure it is, because we had to push our records and pay for that stuff to get done. And and we got blessed in the UK over there. They did a great job over there for us, and in other parts of the world as well, but not like the UK. And so thank you for making our songs, our last two singles, number twos, Hopefully one day we'll get to number one again. God bless you guys. So here we go. Let's get going. Let's get going here on Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of this. And so let's see what happens when I push this button. Yeah.
Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, shuba, shuba, die, die, day. Oh, yeah, yeah. Need back those days, yeah. As a youth, me used to play down a Bamberry cross. Sit down and watch the princess, then when them a pass. Me used to lick the cricket ball and make it last. Mama say careful, mine only cause somebody glass and I'll be fat. Me used to run, go for catch a bat. Then do me homework from them a teacher class. Big man now, but still a member the past. It could have bring them back, put them at a way past those days. Bring back those days, yeah. Need back those days, yeah. My youthful days, oh, I miss those days. Bring back those days. Need back them days, yeah. My youthful days were filled with good but some sad memories. I have to get mama freedom plain and her coming for rich. With the old neighbors, mama always share. But everybody gone, they are no longer here. Sometimes it brings tears down my face. But me hope that every soul find a rest in place. So see, bring back those days, yeah. Need back those days, yeah. My youthful days, oh I miss those days. Bring back those days. Need back them days, yeah. Oh, I miss those days. Bring back those days. Need back them days, yeah. Those days. Bring back those days, yeah. Need back those days, yeah. As a youth, me used to play down a Bamberry cross. Sit down and watch the princess, then when them a pass. Me used to lick the cricket ball and make it last. Mama say careful, mine only cause somebody glass and I'll be fast. Me used to run, go for catch a bat. Then do me homework from them a teacher class. Big man now, but still a member the past. It could have bring them back, put them at a way cast. Don't say, yeah. Don't say, yeah. Don't say, cricket ball and make it last. Mama say careful, mine only cause somebody glass and I'll be back. Me used to run, go for catch a bat. Then do me homework from them a teacher class. Big man now, but still a member the past. It could have bring them back, who don't matter where it cost. So see, bring back those days, yeah. Those days.
Thank you. what we really felt. I tried so hard to play it down, but my eyes said it all when nobody was around. If I had only told you then, we could have been much more than friends. But we let it go. Now we'll never know. Well, I don't think that I should, but I know that I would if I could. Relive that moment in time when a perfect love was there in your eyes. I could return to the place where we met, when I promised my heart never to forget. I would if I could, if I could. Wonder where are you now? I can still see your smile, constantly reminded of that day when we could have had it all and we both let true love slip away. If I had only told you then, if you had
Right here on Solar Records Radio, putting it down. What a beautiful, beautiful song. And I hope you guys are good and all is well. Well, come on. Hey guys, I'm over here just kind of meditating and just chilling, and this is hump day, right? So it's time to just chill out for a bit, and that's exactly what I'm doing. Thinking about my workout and how am I going to do that as all these crazy little things keep happening to me, right? I'm like, man, as we get older, the body starts to break down, and we got to kick it in the next gear, guys. So, you know, come hang out with us on Saturday when Solar wants to dance and we start moving that body and doing what we got to do. Hey, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. I want to give a shout out to all the listeners around the world. Much love to all you guys. Hope you are well and good, and God is keeping you, and thank you for hanging out with us here at Solar Records Radio. I'm going to take you back to 1974 now. This is a song I used to play when I was trying to be that jazz drummer that I always wanted to be. And Stanley Clarke is out of the city of Philadelphia, and he was huge, and a lot of us from my generation kind of followed him. He was the generation before us. He's from the Motown generation, and so we were chasing him, and so much love to Stanley Clarke for, you know, his amazing bass playing skills and stuff, and, you know, to have somebody, there's so many other amazing bass players out at the same time, but he just kind of, you know, he stood out to us for some reason, and we were very proud of him because he was a homeboy. You know, so was Jaco Pastorius. He was from Pennsylvania, Erie, Pennsylvania, and then Jaco ended up, as a young man, his parents moved him to Florida. And but he started, you know, he's from, you know, PA, you know, not that far from Philadelphia. And so, you know, Stanley had a lot of amazing competition around him, and he's still out there to this day, out there doing his thing. And many times we were in the studio together, him working on his projects and us working on our Solar projects at Larrabee Studios in Santa Monica, off of Santa Monica Boulevard. And, I think that's called West L.A. Yeah, so West L.A. off of Santa Monica Boulevard. And we would, you know, see each other in the hallways and talk and hang out. And I was like, God, this is the guy I grew up, you know, admiring so much and stuff. And now I'm hanging out with him. So, you know, my career didn't give me the opportunity to be the jazz drummer that I wanted to be, but it gave me the opportunity to meet some of these amazing people and hang out with them. And what a blessing that is right there. So here we go to the song that I want to play you from 1974. Let me see. I graduated in 76. So see, I was in the 10th grade when this came out, and I was chasing Stanley. Chasing him. All right, guys. Here we go on Solar Records Radio. This is called Lopsilu. Oh, no, not that. No. Right here. Here we go.
her with your magic. When you come around, I can't help myself. Those things you do got me addicted, and I don't want no help. Your way is really fresh and lovely. May I have a taste of your sweet love? The more you give, the more I want, baby. I just can't get enough. Sample all your love and sweet. And that's the reason we came here, baby, to fulfill each other's needs. When you ride my love in motion, that magic moment will be found. It will be found. Girl, I'm deep into your music. Love the way you sound, love the way you sound, yeah. Don't be shy, that's just nature, baby. That's the way you love when you feel free. Oh, keep on loving me, I can take it, girl. I can take it. You are my favorite place to be.
Before that, we have Miss JoJo. Oh, that's my girl. And you know, JoJo is from the Mary Jane Girls, right? Y'all know that, right? And that was called The Look of Love remake that she did there. It was beautiful. And we start the block off with Stanley Clark. Lopsy Lou, my song, the way to go right there. That's the way to do it, fellas. All right, guys, so we got about another hour and 12 minutes left in the show, and as my good friend Greg is cooking, that's what I like. So enjoy cooking, Greg, and make some great food with this music that should bless your dinner And I hope you guys have a wonderful dinner. Stay warm over there. And hopefully you guys, everything's all cozy and it's all good, right? And that goes for anybody right now, you know. So just kick back, relax. To my friends over in L.A., the ladies inside the accounting office listening on their computers, much love to you. God bless you, and thank you so much for hanging out with us. I want to also give a shout-out to Julianne. Stay warm, Julianne. We love you, sweetie pie. You take care of yourself, and we send in our love to your family, Julianne. All right, guys, let's keep it going. We got Ronnie Laws' son here, Jermaine Laws here, so let's check this out. Imagery is the name of the song. Let's roll.
Oh, I know it's a strange thing to be called crazy, but when she's just irresistible, it'll just make you insane.
Everybody's trying to say that you'll never change your ways, but that's alright now. You don't seem to even care. Opinions bring to mind and bear the consequences. Now that it's all on the line, is it the truth or a lie? I think I believe you,
but I like it.
Stick to your word and what you say. It may be crazy doing it your way at the end of the day,
but what you do,
you make me so insane that I can't even think. You got me going crazy. It makes me so insane. You got me going crazy. Yeah, yeah. Once upon a time I say, baby girl, you make my day. You better believe it. My friend's calling me a fool. How could you let her be so cruel? So cruel. Now that it's all said and done, figures the point that you're the one. Everybody knows that you own it. Don't give a damn about what they say. Remember, doing it all your way.
Got the real. been fine. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carol being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92.
whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, till the white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dogs bite, when the bees sing, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things. Then I don't feel so
having a good time, those musicians in there with Sharon Marie Klein there. She was our guest actually today. We were going to have her on and we were going to chop it up with her, but due to death in the family, we had to cancel, and so she'll come and we'll get to hang out with her, okay? So, but anyway, guys, thank you so much. I've really been enjoying myself this day. I actually ran out to Victoria and came back real quick. And so I just because I really enjoy this show. It's such a beautiful blessing for me. I hope you guys are enjoying this music here on Solar Records Radio. Don't forget tomorrow, tune in at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we have our Throwback Thursday show. And don't forget to post your throwback pictures, all right? Much love to you. Post them on the show. We're going to post it. Greg's already posted it, and then I'll post it as well. And put your throwback pictures in there. We appreciate that. All right, so let's keep going with Miss Sade here. Man, come on. Sweetest Taboo.
You.
it, love it, love it. And that is, of course, Mr. Rodney Taylor. And speaking of Rodney Taylor, let's see. Rodney, are you there, my brother?
Hey, Mr. Wardell. What's happening, my brother?
Man, oh, man, look at how good God is. Rodney, hey, man, that song is funky. Passion, man, what a great song. How you been, buddy?
Man, I've been good. I've been blessed, man. No complaints, you know?
All right, how's your wife?
Man, you know, she's having a little bit of a health issue. It's just weather and other things. She's having a little bit of a pneumonia right now. But, man, you know, she's getting better by the day, so... We thank
Amen.
God for that. How's your queen, man?
Oh, yeah, she's good. She's good. She's in there slowly getting ready to go take a trip after the show today. Slow.
Nice.
You know how they do. You know how they do us, man. They put on take makeup, or it's like I don't know, it's like surgery. I'm like, why does it take so long to put on makeup? what's really
funny.
Going on? Oh my Lord, it's a thing. Her grandfather said, there ain't nothing wrong with a little paint. Never heard of old barn. I was like, okay. Little paint, never heard of.
I said,
okay. I guess he's right. He's right about that. So you were about to say you were so happy about something. What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm just happy, man, that you're playing my music, man. What a blessing.
Oh, yeah. Please, you are just one amazing musician. And also, I just want you guys to know that he also played at my wedding. He was the music
Absolutely.
For my wedding. Yeah, and that was funky, man. It's crazy because you, the saxophone and just the music just going, and you just, I mean, it's like, wow, you are just a one-man show, man, and you
man.
Are romancing. I was like, wait, he's romancing his wife. He's showing me how to do it. She had a front row seat, and he was over there with that saxophone and playing that saxophone, oh, man, to her, and it was just amazing. And so thank you so much for that.
How do you think I got her, man? Shoot. That sax works wonders.
That sax works wonders. That's right. My wife and my ex-wife, both of them are in love with saxophones. It's like, I'm like, so I think a lot of girls just love that. It's one of the sexiest instruments, I believe. And so...
Hey,
and
that's,
so you,
that's what they tell me, man. So.
Yeah, so you chose the right one, my brother. So happy holidays to you and your wife, man. And I just, you know, I'm glad that it was able to catch you and just say how much we appreciate, you know, you and your music and stuff and what you're doing. And we just pray that God is blessing you and keeping you and your wife healthy and safe and stuff. And we want her to get better, so we'll keep her in prayer and stuff. I know how it is because I got sick right before Thanksgiving, and it took me about three weeks. Like, it was about, like, a week or so before Thanksgiving and then another week or so after Thanksgiving before I started feeling better.
Yeah.
I'm
battling a little bit myself, you know. But, you know, like you say, man, God is good, and just a little patience and some rest, and, you know, we'll get through it. We'll be all right.
Amen, man. So you have any new music coming out soon?
Well, I'm in the middle of working on a record, but I halted it because I'm also working on, I think we talked a little bit about the TV show that I'm working on, right?
Yeah. You can tell us a little bit about
so,
it. So.
Yeah, it's going to be called The Indie Journey. And we are totally self-funded, my wife and I. We haven't secured any kind of a distribution deal or anything as of yet. But, you know, that's where faith comes in. So we recorded 10 musical artists. I have some other artists, some painters, and some other things, artistic people that we want to interview and display their art. And then we're going to cut it all up into about 10 episodes. And take it and go shopping to these networks, man. So we're really excited about that. And we hope, the hope is to finish up the next CD right around the same time, you know, as the the TV show is ready to be distributed. So we'll kind of hit people on two fronts at once. And, you know, just try to make a little bit of a media impact, man. But I'm so excited about it. We got some great artists. And, man, it's going to be something special.
Oh, man. Well, we wish you the best on that. And when will you be resuming your solo project?
You know, I really am hoping to have everything completed around April of this year.
Okay.
You know, so that's what the hope is. But, you know, we're going to, you know, little things come up and sometimes they delay or sometimes they speed up. So, you know, we're just going to work at it and see what happens.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, man, so much. Hey, do me a favor. Who is this young lady singing with you? Who is this young lady singing with you in the background here?
Oh, that's you playing Fantasy. Okay. So,
yeah.
You know, that's I forgot I sent that to you. That's a little EP I did.
Right,
and
right.
And that
yeah.
is like half of what the record is going to be. But that is the one and only Miss Vivian Love.
Vivian Love.
Yeah,
right.
She is a major part of my show these days, man. We have a pretty incredible chemistry on stage and in the studio. And
oh,
man,
good.
Talk about talent. I mean,
yes.
Oh my God, if you could take a little bit of Anita's talent and Jill Scott and a little bit of Lettucey and put it in a blender and mix it up and, you know, drink it, that's what you would get in her, man. She's just really incredible, and she raps. I mean, she scats, man. She is so talented, man. And I'm just blessed to be able to be working with her, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So,
man.
Yeah, so we hope to produce a CD on her as well, you know, and you know, that's on the agenda for this year too. So, man, a lot of good things are going to happen this year. We're not in 2023 yet, but I'm saying this year, but next year,
right,
2023.
Right.
Man.
Yeah, the year coming up. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So, as we are letting you get back to your bike, as you're working on your bike, are you trying to get in shape? Because I just did the same thing. I just bought the bike rack and put it on the back of my car, and I started riding my bike, and then I got sick. So I'm ready to put it back on now and start riding again. But now we got this cold front coming, so it's going to have to wait a little bit longer. Rodney, it's going down to the low teens this weekend.
Oh my God!
They said we might get in the single digits. Yeah, they said we might get in the single digits. So
you know, man, I actually just lost some more weight, man. I just lost about 16 pounds in the past 5 months. But you're talking about a bike that you actually pedal. But I didn't lose my weight like that, man. I just been really dealing with portion control and trying to eat clean and stuff like that. And the weight just started coming off, man. The bike I'm working on is actually, it's called a Can-Am Ryker. And my wife bought it for me as an early birthday present, man. But it is Oh, yeah, thanks, man. It was back in August, but it's like a three-wheel motorcycle. It's two wheels in the front, one in the back, and it's really cool. I got it all, you know, customed. I had a custom little sax decal made for it and some music notes, and it's really kind of cool, man, and I just get on it and kind of decompress, and, you know, Lyle hops on the back, and we just go, and, you know, sometimes we just ride out to the beach, and, you know.
Oh, wow.
So it's nice. I'm going to have to send you a picture, man.
Yeah, send me a picture. And a big shout out to the wife. And as I'm letting you go, I would like for you to tell us about this next song that I'm going to play of yours. It's called Chocolate. Can you tell us a little bit about it? Is it going to be on your album coming up?
No, with Chocolate was on the Can I Blow For You album.
Okay.
So Chocolate's been out there for a while. We didn't release it as a single. But, okay. Man, Chocolate is just, you know, I was just in one of them moods where I just want to be funky and rhythmic, you know, and syncopated and all that kind of stuff, all them terms that us musicians use from time to time. So, you know, I just came up with that little sax hook, and we just kind of built around it, and then had my good friend Don Wyatt come and do a little piano cameo, and Leon Biscara, who toured with Whitney toured with Anita Baker when we were on the road, so they kind of make some little quick cameo appearances on it, you know, but yeah, man, just a little fun, you know, song. And you know, for some reason, it reminded me of Chocolate, because I felt like it was kind of hot and kind of sweet. So,
all right,
there,
man.
You go.
Well, thank you so much, and Mr. Rodney Taylor here. Thank you so much. God bless you, man. Appreciate you. Merry Christmas to you and your family, man.
And, yeah, Merry Christmas, and I want to wish everybody out there who may be listening, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Stay safe and stay away from that cold and that virus that's going around, because it's pretty ugly.
Absolutely.
I'm telling everybody to go back to your mask for a little bit till we get through this season, you know, and even beyond.
Is that what they're doing in Philly? I mean, in Cali?
In L.A.?
Yeah.
Well, not officially, but I'm telling people to do it because if you notice, we weren't getting colds and stuff when we were going through COVID. I mean, if you got COVID, you got COVID. But, man, the whole time period through the COVID and masking up, man, I didn't get sick at all.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think that had a lot to do with it. A lot of people weren't getting colds back then. So
oh,
it might be
cool.
A good idea just to go back and mask up just for you. You know, it's not mandated, nothing like that, but just for your own health, man, might be a good idea to do that through this little time period, because it's a nasty bug that's going around.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
My brother.
So thank you, man, for playing my music. Once again, happy holidays to everybody that's listening. And you guys be blessed and stay out of trouble.
Absolutely. And thank you, Mr. Rodney Taylor. Give the wife a big hug, man. You take it easy.
All right, we'll do.
And we're going to listen to this song, Chocolate, here on Soul Light Records Radio. All right, guys. We out.
All right. Take care.
my guys, that's it right there. That's what I grew up playing. That was the music for me. Return to Forever right there. Chick Corea, Lenny White, Al DiMilliola on guitar, and Stanley Clark on bass, Chick Corea on keyboards. Oh, my. Al DiMilliola on guitar, Lenny White on drums, and Stanley Clark on bass. It's just amazing. Those four guys doing all that. That was a lot going on there. And they could do it. That was live. They did it live like that as well. So, man, oh, man, I'm so envious of those guys. I love what they were doing. And that's where I thought I was going. But God had other plans. So, anyway, guys, here we go. We're about to end the show. And we're going to leave it with Real to Real. And so you guys have a blessed and beautiful rest of your day. Thank you for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. Thank you to Rodney Taylor for calling in. And may God bless all of you guys. Take care of yourselves and know that you are important and we see you. Thank you so much for being a blessing to us here at Solar Records Radio. Good night.
Real to
God
Real.
Bless.
Out of Their Hands, a mini documentary.
Good morning, radio listeners. I don't know if you caught Soul Train this morning, but LA's very own Real to Real performed two songs from the debut album Real to Real. Can you treat me like she does? And love me like this. Right on Soul Train. I hope you didn't miss it. Real to Real. Rock the party. On Soul Train. The Soul Train.
Alright, y'all, we gotta get some shout outs to those who was with us when we started this thing, man. Like Joey Gallo was in the house. Dana Myers was in the house. Wardell Potts was in the house. Howard Hewitt was in the house. Smokey Coleman was in the house. And Jody Watley was in the house. Yeah, here we go.
Real to Real, a handsome teen 70s self-contained boy band based out of Central Los Angeles, California, was poised to take the world by storm in the early 80s. They are Dominic Leslie, Matt Leslie, Peter Leslie, Isaiah Scamboa, Billy Smith, Daniel Morgan, and Marquis Hammy Dare. The band was discovered by mega producer Leon Silvers and signed to a recording deal by the legendary Clive Davis and Arista Records. Clive Davis released two singles, Love Me Like This, which was produced and co-written by Leon Silvers, and a second single, written and produced by superstar producer and songwriters Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. With a two-song appearance on Soul Train, both songs charting well on the Billboard R&B chart, the full-length album was slated for release, but it never happened. With thousands of fans from the USA to the UK and celebrity supporters including Amir, Questlove, have all asked, where is the Real to Real album? This mini documentary will debut the 9 hidden gems along with commentaries from the members, producers, songwriters, and fans. Real to Real is hopeful that Arista Sony will release the album. Ladies and gentlemen, Real to Real.
Real to Real, you need my love.
prove.